Luke chapter 5. Look at two verses. These really struck me, and I hope and bless you. Said he, the Lord Jesus Christ, withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. It came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which would come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Power of the Lord was present. And without presumption, according to the word of God, I say right now, that very power is present this morning to heal. Look at verse 1. This thing began, it said it came to pass, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. They pressed. Oh, that more people would press. Are you? Didn't Paul say, this one thing I do, I press. Is this a pressing matter to you? Did you come here this morning? Because it's a pressing matter. If you did, you know what? You're going to be healed. Again. God's people do. This is pressing. There's nothing more pressing. They lay everything aside and they come because they've got to hear the word of God. Is that you? Verse 15 says a great multitude came together to hear, to be healed of their infirmity. A great multitude. Back then, it was the beginning of the harvest. You know that? Our Lord said, look, fields white with harvest. When the Lord came, it was the beginning of the harvest. And many, many disciples stood up to preach right after our Lord was crucified. 3,000 souls heard the preaching of Christ crucified and came. Shortly thereafter, 5,000 came. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And they did. You know what? God raised them up. Multitudes came together to do what? Hear. And they heard and their souls lived. Our Lord said that. Hear and your souls live. Faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Peter said, this is the word which by the gospel is preached to you. Born again. Great multitudes came to hear and be healed. As I quoted Sister Barbara, she used to say, I feel clean every time I hear the gospel. Go out in the world and I feel filthy. Well, that's what the Lord said. He said, you're clean through the word I've spoken unto you, but not your feet. You need your feet washed all the time. You come in here, get your feet washed. Great multitudes came together. And you multitudes meet today. Not a multitude in here, is there? It's because it's the latter harvest. Here a little, there a little. Spurgeon preached a message one time on the last days on a scattering of corn upon a mountaintop. Just a scattering, here a little, there a little. Our Lord said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Great multitudes meet today. You go down the street, you know, they can't build buildings big enough to house the people. What do they come for? Hear the word of God. They hear the gospel of Christ or hear the music. Isaiah prophesied of this. You know that? Our Lord told Isaiah, go and make their ears, shut their ears, lest they hear with their ears and be converted. Harden their hearts. He said, they hear, they have ears to hear, but they don't hear. They didn't come to hear the word of God. Isaiah said, how long, Lord?
He said, till it's all over. But he said, there'll be a tenth.
Isaiah 6, I'm paraphrasing. He said, there'll be a tenth. There'll be a remnant according to the election. Many are called, many are here, but few are chosen. To what?
The hear.
You're going to hear it again. Power of God. Do you come to hear? Have you been given ears to hear? Have you been given ears to hear? Our Lord said to His disciples one day, blessed are your ears. He asked them, who do men say that I am? And they came up with all sorts of descriptions of Him. You know, pretty good descriptions. Not good enough. And He said, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter, thou art the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Thomas fell at His feet. Thou art my Lord and my God. You're God's who you are. He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, Simon. But my Father which is in heaven. Oh, He said, blessed are your ears, they hear. Blessed are your eyes, they see. Many have eyes and ears, they don't hear, they don't see. Both the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both. He has to give it. It's His divine prerogative in it. It's His will. I believe He's given me ears to hear. There was a time I didn't hear. It was a time I had no ears to hear. It was a time I had no eyes to see myself, no eyes to see Him, no eyes to see the danger I was in. It was a time I didn't see. I was blind. But you know what? I know this. I once was blind. But now I see. And let me tell you what I see. The light, the knowledge, the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. How did I see that? Through my ears. I heard it. I heard a man preaching. It's like these people. Every word is significant. And look at verse 16. He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed. He withdrew Himself and He prayed. Oh, brethren, people, if we with only withdraw ourselves from the multitudes, come out from among them. If our Lord Jesus Christ needed to withdraw Himself from the world and from the multitude, how much more do we need to? Huh? If the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray to Him, He prayed often, He prayed always without ceasing. If the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, how much more do we need to? Huh? We're poor and needy. And without Him, we can do nothing. And without Him, we can't take a step. If we do, it'll be wrong. There's a way that seems right to us. And the end will be what? Destruction, misery, death, trouble. But, oh Lord, Thy will be done. He told us how to pray. The disciples came and asked Him one time. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. You remember that? What did He say? After this manner pray ye. This is the disciples' prayer. It's not the Lord's prayer. The Lord's prayer is in John 17. But the disciples' prayer is Matthew 5, where He said, after this manner pray. Our Father. Now, He's not everybody's Father. Everybody prays that prayer, don't they? How is He anybody's Father? They're born of God. How is He anybody's Father? They're adopted. How is He anybody's Father? Christ said, if God were your Father, you'd love me. You'd believe me. You'd trust me. You'd look to me. You'd be taken up with me. You'd talk about me. You'd follow me. You'd look to me and me alone. If God were your Father, you'd be a Christian. If you're a Christian, God is your Father. There's no man knoweth the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. If God were your Father, can you say, my Father? Can you say that Jesus Christ is God's Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God, my hope, my all, my salvation, my hope? Can you say that? The name hope. What is your hope? Better not be a what. Better be a who. Christ is our hope. Our hope, Paul wrote in Hebrews, is entered within the veil. The Holy of Holies. With His own precious blood. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. Anything I am, anything I've done, anything I've experienced, anything I've professed, anything I've ever said or done, it's all filthy rags. My hope is His blood and His righteousness. My hope, my dress, my covering, my acceptance with God, my all. Christ is my all. Can you say that? Then God is your Father. Our Father. They're all taught of God. All thy children shall be taught of God. And everyone that hath heard and learned of the Father, what did Christ say? Cometh to me. And He said, great is the peace. Great peace. Why? Because He made peace by the blood of His cross. Because He said, I give you peace. I've made peace. I give you peace. I am your peace. Now, call God. Call on Him. I go to my Father and your Father. Say this. My Father. Our Father. Because we call together. We need to be together. We're sheep. That's the nature of sheep. Sheep can't stand to be alone. Sheep have to be together. Our Father. However, look at verse 16. He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed. He withdrew Himself. Very soon I'm going to recommend a message to you by me. Well, I'm doing it now. Preached it from Genesis 32. Lessons learned alone. Alone with God. Alone with God. Jacob. Somebody wrestled with him. Alone with God. You're not saved by a buddy system. You're saved by the preaching of the gospel. But you're not saved by the buddy system. Not of the will of the flesh. Not of the will of man. Not of blood, but of God. You're born of God. Okay? And here's what will happen when God saves you. You'll be sitting with the people. And I could ask every believer in here to say, and you'd say, this is what happened to me. You're sitting with God's people. And a man standing up, sent by God. Because how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they be preached without except they be sent? And you're sitting, you're listening. And the Spirit of God moves like He did at Pentecost. Like a wind. And that house is filled with what? The glory of God. What's that? Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Where Christ is high and lifted up. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them. No man can come except the Father draw them. How's He draw them? The preaching of the gospel. The preaching of Christ. And here's what happened. You sat and a man was preaching, just preaching. Okay, he's just a man. It's not by might, not by power, not by man. But the power is in the Spirit of God, the Word of God. And he's preaching Christ, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. And you didn't hear it first. You didn't see it first. But God, one day, this happened to me. That man that was standing there was just my dad. That's just my dad. But one day it wasn't my dad. He was my Savior speaking to me. Stop hollering, preacher. No! This is what my pastor did. And bless God, Brother John, I heard. My blind eyes were open. My deaf ears were open. My hard heart was soft and broken. I heard God speak to me. What did I do? I believed. I had nothing to do with any of that. I confessed it, believer's baptism. But up to that point, I was dead. Dead, dead, dead. It was just another sermon. Just another Sunday. Just another day. And I'll be glad when it's over. But God. Do you see why I say that all the time? This is my salvation.
Robin, I just want to say it till the day I die. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior and me, yes, dead in trespasses and sin. But God, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son through the preaching of the gospel, through a man, just a man, yes, but in the power of the Spirit of God, in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, and I heard God speak to my heart. And now, I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough. I'm still listening to that same preacher. He that being dead yet speaketh. Listen to that message. Weep not for me. God's word is not dead. Where am I? He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. What I was going to say, what brought all that on, was that I was sitting in a crowd of people, okay? A bunch of people, just like you are. And when it was over, I was the only one in there. I was the only one in there. And I thought, he's pointing at me. He's talking to me. I didn't know anybody was there. I was alone with God. Anybody? And I can't tell you how many times I've heard people come up to me afterward and say, you were speaking just to me. And that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm praying for. That the Lord will take somebody in here. Somebody's obviously not heard. Because it's just another sermon. And we'll open blind eyes and deaf ears. Because the power of the Lord is present. And as I say, I'm not saying that presumptuously. Because what is the power of God? You just read it with me. The gospel is the power of God. Have I already preached Christ? Have I? Have I declared the Lord Jesus Christ? Have I preached God's word already? Yes. It's the power of God. If He wields it, if he uses it, if He takes this sword and pierces a heart. And you know, the wind blows where it listeth. And we cannot tell the sound thereof. I love how this happened. I love it. You know, I pray for you. I pray for your children. I pray for your grandchildren. Lord, bring them. Bring them to hear the gospel. They must hear the gospel. Bring them. Paul thanked Lois and Eunice, his Timothy's grandmother and mother, that they brought him to hear the word of God, which was able to make him wise unto salvation. They brought him to hear the word of God. It's able. The word of God's the only thing able. The power, the Spirit of God, the gospel of God is the only thing. It's the power of God. And he thanked God that they did. But Timothy didn't hear it for a while, but there was a day he heard. I think he heard Paul. Because Paul said, I've begotten you, didn't he? Didn't he? He didn't take credit for that. He gloried in God. But, I pray for your children. I pray. And here's what happened, invariably. I think about a certain person more than another, and I think, oh Lord, they haven't heard. Please, would you open their... And I've got a list of people on my desk. Lord, open their eyes, open their ears. Please, Lord, please, would you do that? And someone in particular I have a burden for, and I think, this is the message. I think every message would be the message. One of them is going to be. I think this is it. You know what happened? They don't come. You hear what I say? I can't help it. I say, well, shoot. But Wesley, I shoot an arrow and I'll aim over here. You know what God does sometimes? He hits over here. Somebody I wasn't aware of. Right, shoot, this person really needs this bad. You know what happened? It hit me. It hit me. Because God's word will not return void. Accomplish something.
If anything, it'll accomplish his glory, where everyone has to say, I heard it. God was glorified. Christ was lifted up. If we don't believe, it's our fault. If we believe, it's his glory. That's contradictory. No, it's not. It's the truth. My wife, I'm way ahead of myself. I got this written down on the last page. Brother Donnie and I often say, we got notes, hope we don't have to use them. My grandmother-in-law, my Mindy's grandmother, was in her 70s. How old was she when she first heard my dad preach? Was she in her 70s? Huh? Early 70s? She was Christian church? Is that where she went? Methodist. That's same thing. Might as well be a Roman Catholic. Might as well be a Buddhist. Methodist. They don't even use Bibles. Anyway, she was dyed-in-the-wool Methodist. Okay. Oh, she was a straight-laced woman, you know. I wish you could have known her. It's religious. Set in her ways. In her 70s. Can you teach a 70-year-old anything? I hope. But not a religious one. That's a Pharisee. She was a Pharisee. Saved. Knew everything, you know. Independent woman. Okay? Her son, Mindy's dad, the Lord opened his blind eyes. He wasn't religious, he's just heathen. And opened his blind eyes and he said, Mom, Mother, you got to come with me to hear this man preach. I've heard God. I've heard the truth. She said, okay. So she came in her 70s. She sat there. You know what she said? One of the first things she said, she heard my dad preach. She went home, said in the car to her son, she said, he contradicts himself. She didn't know nothing about the Bible. Nothing. But yet, this was her thing. He contradicts himself. He says, come, and then he says, you can't come. He says, believe, then he says, you can't believe. Well, he says, it's not your choice, but he says, if you don't come, he just contradicts himself. You know what? Lord saved her. How? By that contradictory fella. It's all cleared up. All cleared up when she was born again. I ain't going to hear that. God says, yes, you will. Because it's by his will. He saves whom he will. And whom he will, he hardeneth. And all he has to do, and this is what he does, how he hardens everybody. Leave them alone. But those he softens and breaks their heart, bring them to hear. And this rain falls and breaks that heart. Christ the rain. At the hard head, it gets through that hard head. Opens those deaf ears. Opens those blind eyes. And I don't care where they come from or who they are. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, God's true and every man's a liar. They're going to say, I was lost, now I'm found. I was blind, now I see. I was deaf, now I hear. I believed in Jesus. I didn't believe in the Lord Jesus. Thought I knew God, didn't know God. Now I know God. Every one of them. They're going to say the thing. Lost, past, rubbish, my former religion, my profession of faith, my baptism, my work, my righteousness, everything I ever did was filthy rags. Now I see that Jesus Christ, my only hope. Was that you? Whether it's a drunk in the gutter or a self-righteous Pharisee in the pew, they're going to hear his voice. They're going to hear the gospel. They're going to hear the same thing. They're going to hear the same one. And they're all going to come to the same conclusion if they're God's elect. They're going to come to this conclusion. God is just.
I'm a no good, hell deserving sinner. If he sends me to hell, I'll get what I deserve. But I sure need mercy. If he shows mercy, it'll be sovereign mercy. If he gives me heaven, it'll be a gift of God. If I get there, it'll be by the power of the Spirit of God. If I'm saved, it's going to be by Jesus Christ and him alone. His blood, his righteousness. It's not me, it's not what I know, it's what I've ever done, it's not anything about me, it's him, it's him, it's him, it's him. That's what they're all going to conclude. The best, from the best woman on the earth to the lowest harlot in the gutter. They're all going to say, unto him who washed us from our own blood and his own precious blood, it's him, it's him, it's him, it's him. Is that your salvation? You've heard his voice. Would you hear this on the street? Would you hear this in a share session? My dad used to... Men think they're smarter than God, you know. But God said, this is how it's going to be done. This is how he's going to do it. My dad used to... Oh, he would preach against... Said they've relegated the pulpit to the scrap heap. Now we're having share sessions. Let's all sit around so we can all have something to say. No. Shut your mouth. When the gospel comes in power, you know what it'll do? It'll shut your mouth. You realize I have nothing to say. I don't know anything. I am nothing. I know nothing. I've never done anything. Tell me about him who's done it all. Isn't that right? Paul did. Saul did. He thought he knew God. He didn't even know God. He could quote the scripture. He didn't know the scripture. The scriptures were Christ. He thought he was blameless. He wasn't blameless. He's about to go to hell. But God. Paul's the one that wrote that. But God. Quicken me. Quicken us, all of us, by his grace. It's by grace, you say. He couldn't even say four words, Brother Kelly, except by saying grace. Here it is again. Here's the power of God. Listen to it. You want to listen to it? You might want to hear it again. Here it is. This is what I heard. Here's the power of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints, which are at Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you. Yes, peace. Where does it come from, preacher? God, our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Here's the number one. According as he's chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Election. Who loves election? My sister down here said, I do. Sister, it's not a doctrine. Barnard used to say that. This is not a doctrine. This is a holy God choosing worthless worms. This is a holy God who ought to send us all to hell saying, I'm going to choose that one. And they say, all of me? No, it can't be me. Yes, you. And you hath he quickened. Not me. Surely he's not talking to me. Yes, elect. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according as he has chosen me before the foundation of the world. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath chosen you. The chosen, that's what they say. Election, election. I believe it. It can't be me, though. And they hear a preacher stand up and say, yeah, it's you. And they say, glory be to God. How did you? How did he do this? Through sanctification of the Spirit. What's the Spirit do? Takes the things of Christ and shows them to you. Sets you apart from the multitude. Brings you apart from the multitude. Outside the camp. You go and you hear the gospel preached where it's not preached in the multitude. You go and hear the gospel preached outside the camp and you'll hear Christ high and lifted up. He's chosen you through sanctification of spirit and belief of what? The truth. The truth. And the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's how you say. What is the truth? It ain't a what.
person. Christ said, I am the truth. It's not about him. The truth's not about Christ. It is him. The resurrection is not a thing. Christ said, I am the resurrection. He that believeth me has already been resurrected. Explain that. You're contradicting yourself. No, I'm not. It's just you haven't been born again. It's all cleared up when you're born again. You quit arguing. Saul of Tarsus. Nicodemus. I didn't even get to this. These Pharisees and Sadducees, the scribes, they came. They were sitting by. It does not say that he healed them. It says the power was present. Christ was there. His word is his power. It's there, it's present to heal. And he heals those that have need of healing. The Pharisees didn't need healing. They didn't need healing. Read the rest of the verses. Right after this, they said, when Christ said that, you want to hear a good message, come Wednesday. I already know it's going to be a good one. Why? Because this man, we're going to look at this man here, is brought sick of the palsy, and he's going to hear the best news, the sweetest words, the greatest words that a human being could ever hear in their life. And they're going to hear it from a preacher, the Lord himself. Come, maybe you'll hear it. Maybe we'll. I hope so. Maybe you hear it now. But the Pharisees were there. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. We might not make it. But our Lord said to this man who couldn't walk, who's dying, he said, son, be of good cheer. I got a good report. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh. That sound good to anybody? Sinners, not Pharisees. These same Pharisees were sitting there and they said, who can forgive sins but God? See, their own mouths will condemn them. You're exactly right. And that one that said it is God. He's the only one that can. He's the one that must. A little while later, let me go on. Where am I? Oh, preaching the gospel to you. Here it is. Want to hear it again? Here it is. Blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. See, that's true blessing. People all over the world, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. If you don't know Christ, you're not. You're under the curse. You may have the whole world. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're under the curse. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly things. Where are they, Paul? In Christ. According as he has chosen us for the foundation of the world that we should be holy. You can't make yourself holy. There's not a just man on the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none holy. You can't make yourself holy. I tell you who can. The only one that can. God. Jesus Christ. He has to do it. That we should be holy without blame before him in love. You know, he's the only one able to present us faultless before the presence of his holy all-seeing eye. When we come there before God, he's the one. It must have blotted out all our transgressions on Calvary's tree. Do you understand? Anybody? Understand? Isn't that good news? He's predestinated us. Having predestinated us. Boy, if I was in most places, Pharisees, don't say that again. Predestinated. God's people like Rahab. Say it again. He's ordered everything and sure. He predestined. My destiny's been predetermined. Say it again. The Pharisee, I don't believe in that. I do. Because if he didn't, I'm a goner. Because my enemies are lively. But I got a Lord in whom I live. and our being, unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. What is it all about?
We got it on our sign out there. It's the name of this church. It's the theme, the sum, the substance of the gospel. To the praise of the glory of his grace, the gift that he's bestowed undeservingly upon many. And we're accepted how? It doesn't say you accepted Jesus. That's a lie and it's blasphemy of the worst sort. And if that's the way you were saved, you don't know God. You're lost. It says, bless God, we're accepted in the beloved. Is that good news to you?
Yeah. Let's turn around and look at it again. Let's go again. Tell everybody in here. No. There's maybe another day. 388. Let's sing number 388.